Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, July 29th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Sudan headlines today's news as the United States Congress and Senate passed a resolution about the recent massacre in Darfur. They overwhelmingly approved a resolution calling on the U.S. government to declare it a genocide. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
It is encouraging to see the Congress take this step of actually using the word genocide when talking about an Islamic government that is bent on Islamization of the country. The State Department hasn't used the word genocide. We're still waiting to see what the results are going to be that come out of this resolution.
Next, training is the only thing preventing widespread church growth in the Commonwealth of Independent States. Slavic Gospel Association supports 4 Bible schools and seminaries in Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine. SGA's Joel Griffith says the training is helping not only the local church, but churches abroad. Financial and volunteer support for the program is needed as training is in demand.
They have to turn away 20 to 25 qualified seminary applicants each year due to the lack of capacity in their current building. They were able to purchase with SGA assistance a kindergarten building, and they were working on getting that remodeled and prepared to open classes up in there.
And church leaders gathered for a recent missionary conference in Kazakhstan chose the Bible League as their main resource for evangelism. The League's scripture placement and training method was seen as the most effective throughout Central Asia. Conference delegates then set a goal of planting one church for every 25,000 people over the next 2 years. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.